The VPM Daily Newscast is sponsored by Kanawha Capital Management. Your financial life is unique, complex, and dynamic. Kanawha Capital Management's team of credentialed professionals has been helping its clients build wealth and confidence through personalized planning and informed investing since 1989. Learn more at cancap.com. That's K-A-N-C-A-P.com.
You're listening to the VPM Daily Newscast, the recap of today's top stories in Central Virginia.
From the VPM Newsroom in Charlottesville, I'm Megan Moore. A Virginia Senate committee sent forward a bill that gives indigenous tribes more say in permitting on Tuesday. Jad Khalil from VPM News has this report.
The bill would have the state appoint an ombudsman to coordinate tribal communications with state agencies on permits. These would be for projects with environmental, cultural, or historical impact. One of those tribes is the Upper Mattapani. Chief Frank Adams spoke at the Senate Agriculture, Conservation, and Natural Resources Committee Wednesday.
And we're certainly not against economic development. We just think it's wise that if we know something is buried in the ground, that you ask us before you start digging, so you won't have to shut your operation down.
The Upper Mattapani are one of the seven federally recognized tribes the bill affects. But Virginia recognizes four tribes that the federal government doesn't. That led two Republicans to abstain. State Senator Richard Stewart is a Republican from King George County.
I have a letter from a chief of another tribe who feels like they're being discriminated against. I'm going to abstain until I can learn more.
Still, the bill advanced on a 10-2 vote. Now it moves on to the Senate Finance Committee. Jad Khalil, VPM News.
On Wednesday, Virginia lawmakers passed a ban on new assault weapons along party lines. The bill would ban the sale or transfer of assault weapons made after July 1st, with few exceptions. If it becomes law, that would be punishable by a Class 1 misdemeanor and would bar the convicted person from having an assault weapon for 3 years. After a procedural vote, it'll go to Governor Glenn Youngkin's desk. A Youngkin spokesperson told VPM News that Virginia's gun laws are already among the toughest in the nation, but also that Youngkin would review any legislation that comes to his desk. Virginia's House of Delegates and Senate passed legislation on Wednesday to set up a retail marijuana market. Weed has been legal in Virginia since 2021, but efforts to set up a marketplace for the buying and selling of adult-use cannabis stalled while Republicans controlled the House of Delegates last term. The bill would allow sales to begin in May 2025. Governor Glenn Youngkin would have to approve the bill, which he has previously implied that he is against. A bill to get rid of license plates honoring Confederate history is headed to the governor's office, the Virginia Mercury reports. If approved, the legislation would prohibit the DMV from issuing plates venerating Sons of Confederate Veterans, along with a plate honoring Robert E. Lee. Special license plates already in circulation will remain valid until they expire. The change would affect about 2,300 people, according to the DMV. Governor Glenn Youngkin will have to decide whether or not to sign the bill into law. Richmond's Office of Elections is asking residents to avoid mailing in ballots for Super Tuesday's primary elections because of ongoing issues with the United States Postal Service. General Registrar Keith Ballmer has urged voters to bypass mailing in their ballots, putting an emphasis on alternatives. Going to early voting locations throughout the city by this weekend, casting a provisional ballot on Tuesday, or by dropping off mail-in ballots to one of the three designated drop boxes in the city. In a statement, Ballmer said, quote, "It's imperative that we safeguard our democratic process." The Central Virginia Transportation Authority just awarded funding for a slate of infrastructure projects in the region. The money will go toward major and minor road improvements, such as installing sidewalks or building better access to highways. Ian Stewart with VPM News has more.
36 projects were awarded funding, totaling more than $230 million. They range from installing a roundabout in Goochland County to creating dedicated turn lanes on parts of Hull Street in Richmond. But there's one project that CVTA Executive Director Chet Parsons is excited about. It's for improvements on parts of Commerce Road in Richmond, which will one day be part of the Fall Line Trail.
The city is continuing to try and piece together all the funding to make those improvements. So we were able to chip in another $7 million for that. It's like a $58 million project.
The money to fund all these projects comes from collecting various regional gas, sales, and use taxes, and funds are distributed every 2 years. The authority was created by the General Assembly in 2020. Ian Stewart, VPM News.
There's a new legendary baseball team in Virginia set to play on the, quote, Field of Creams. The Danville Dairy Daddies have joined the Old North State League, a collegiate wood bat league, on a part-time basis. They will become full-time members in 2025. The team joins the ranks of the Lexington Flying Pigs, Oak City Gliders, and the Sanford Spinners. Team mascot McCreamy the Bull was unveiled on Wednesday. The Daddies will be a sibling squad to the Appalachian League's Danville Otterbots. This has been the VPM Daily Newscast.
Some of these stories may have changed since the newscast was recorded. You can stay connected to what matters by heading to vpm.org/news or follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at MyVPM.
VPM.
I'm Speech Thomas from the hip-hop crew Arrested Development. On the new VPM podcast, Track Change, I take you behind the walls of Richmond City Jail, where I help four men record an album and hear how they're trying to break free from a cycle of addiction and incarceration.
Been so long since I've been free.
Subscribe to Track Change in your podcast app.